Hi, and welcome to our Bay Talk podcast series, TGIF BS. Thank God it's Friday, business support. My name's Dave Palomara, and I'm pleased to have you listening. This is a series of short, sharp podcasts with tips and tricks on keeping business on track. Each fortnight on a Monday, we'll post a social media topic of discussion, and we'll welcome our members and guests to message us with any questions you might have to be answered by one of our subject matter experts. In this podcast, we're looking at business insurance. It's definitely considered by many as a once-a-year renewal, keep everything the same as last year, pay the premium, move on, but that is definitely not the case. And joining me today is Matt Bone. He's an account director at Ausshore Insurance Brokers. Matt's been in the insurance game for just under 30 years. His qualifications include a diploma in general insurance and a diploma in management, and he has an absolute passion for helping business. Matt, welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
Excellent. So we'll jump right into it in keeping with our short, sharp podcast. The first and obvious question is, why is it important to review business insurance?
Well, we all know things change over time. So if you've had the same insurance in place, same policies in place for a long time, there's a good chance that your circumstances are not the same as when you first took the policy out. It's therefore important that to have a regular review with your broker to make sure that you continue to have the right level of protection in place, but you're also made aware of any new or emerging risks that your business might face.
Right. Okay. So when's the best time to do this business, this insurance review?
Well, you obviously do a review when your policies come up for renewal, but as I said earlier, things change. So when you have a change in circumstances, that should trigger a review. So things such as changes in your stock levels, you may have taken on or let some staff go. You might have had some sale or purchase of your business assets, or any changes in your turnover. You may have introduced new products and services, which may have included how you sell your product through distribution channels, online, etc. But there's plenty of other circumstances. But in short, any change should really trigger a review of your policies.
Right. Wow. So there's, and that can happen quite frequently during the life of any business. So it certainly sounds like something should be done. How do we know what to look for in business insurance? There's maybe a misconception that all insurances are the same.
Yeah. Not really. Not all policies are the same. And that's why it's important to work with your broker or work with a broker that understands your business and is able to provide and make recommendations to you for the appropriate policies that will meet your requirement. But the recommendations should also include any differences between the policies so that when you come to make a decision to purchase the policy, you make it from an informed basis. So in short, no, not all policies are the same.
Okay. Another misconception. So there's a lot of online insurance agents and brokers, insurance companies offering policies directly. What's the best way to go? Where would you go to get the best bang for your buck?
I mean, as you say, there's a lot of options to purchase policies online, and each really has pros and cons. If you want instant quotes with no advice, then you can do that online. However, it's a case of buyer beware. By utilising your broker, you're dealing with someone that is qualified to provide you with advice. And once they understand your business, they can make and recommend options that are going to meet your requirements. Also, one of the most significant benefits of using brokers is that they're your advocate with insurers. So we're not agents of the insurers, were actually paid and remunerated by you, the client. And there's no more important time when you see this advocacy when you come to a claim. I mean, we've all heard stories of people battling directly with insurers, and we see it on, the news, the current affairs, and in the papers and everything else like that. They're the stories that you don't want to hear. So when it comes to a claim, we, as your broker, we do the battling for you, so you're not having to go through those ordeals alone. Just like shopping around for online for for quotes. You can also shop around for brokers and select the one that you believe best understands your business and your requirements. So, and it may also come down to a personal preference. You might just like the person. So whilst price is always important, it shouldn't be the principal factor involved when you purchase insurance. Having the right cover in place for your business exposures is paramount.
Okay. All right. So moving on to a specific question on types of insurance then. So a lot of businesses have suffered some significant income loss due to COVID. Do the insurance policies cover this?
Look, Dave, this isn't an easy question to answer, given that there's a vast array of policy wordings on the market, and some are very clear about their coverage and have very clear exclusions applying to infectious disease events. But on the other hand, there's also a lot of policies that are very ambiguous and not clear about what's covered. At present, there's multiple test cases going through the courts to do with COVID-19, and that's determined what, if any, events are covered and whether the policies will respond or not. I mean, the best advice that we can give you or your listeners at the moment is to contact your broker or insurer and ask them directly what the advice is around whether your individual policy is going to respond. I'd also keep an eye on the news as well, because if the courts rule in favour of the insureds, then there'll be a lot of publicity surrounding the decisions. And, you know, it may end up insurers having to pay claims. They may continue to decline them. But either way, there's going to be a lot of publicity around it. So sort of keep an eye on the news and just keep talking to your broker or insurer.
Okay. Well, that is certainly a topical discussion, obviously, in this new world that we're in. Great advice. Speak to your broker or to your insurance company. All right. Another growing area is in risk mitigation is in the cyber world. So how will I know if my business is exposed to cyber risks? And if it is there any insurance that's around that might be able to protect me on that?
Yeah, good question, Dave. Look, I mean, we all have a digital footprint, and if we say that we didn't, you know, we'd need to understand really is that the case. But essentially, if your business has a website or any electronic records, you're all vulnerable to cyber attacks. It's likely that your business will suffer a cyber attack at some stage, and that attack could cost your business more than money. So it could threaten your intellectual property and also put your customers' personal information at risk, which damages your reputation. There's a wide selection of insurers in the market today that do provide cyber insurance, and like any product, each product is slightly different. Whilst at the moment premiums for cyber insurance, they're relatively inexpensive, but that's obviously dependent on the activities of your business, we are seeing premium rates and coverage changing, and that's as a direct result of the sheer number of cyber incidents and the value of the claims that the insurers are now having to pay out on an annual basis. But again, you know, have a chat to your broker, and they'll be able to give you some more specific advice around what type of cyber product you need.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. So, look, finally, just a question I think is on the tip of everyone's lips, and that is, what are the ways that insurance costs can be reduced? Is there ways we can save money on insurance?
Well, the easiest view of a business is, maybe I just drop my cover all completely or just reduce it in half and that sort of thing. Now, that's going to give you savings straight away, but it's certainly not the way that we'd recommend that you reduce your premiums. You know, simple things like changes in your staff numbers or turnover and things like that, they could result in your premium savings depending on the type of policy. Likewise, if you believe that you've got a reasonably solid balance sheet, you might want to increase the excess under your policy. So instead of maybe having a $500 or $1,000 excess, you might have a $2,500 or $5,000 excess. So what this means is that you'll generally get discounts from insurers by taking higher excess. And so that's simple ways of doing it. But we certainly, you know, we would never recommend reducing cover or cancelling policies. But there may be some instances where it's appropriate that you don't need that policy anymore due to changes in businesses. So again, it all comes down to speaking to your brokers and reviewing what you need, and then they can make the appropriate recommendations, and then you can look at take those recommendations on board and reduce covers or increase excesses, and which may give you the premium savings that you're after.
Okay. So essentially what you're saying is the way that you can reduce your cost of insurance is by taking on a bit more of the risk. So taking more, essentially increasing your excess is one way, but more importantly, eliminating policies potentially that you don't need anymore due to changing circumstances, which takes us right back to the start of the of our discussion where, you know, when do you review or what do you review on your business insurance policies? Speak to your broker. Your broker's going to be able to help you.
Yeah, exactly right. And as I said at the beginning, it could be on an annual basis. It could be when you change. Or, you know, if you're a mid-size or larger business, you might want to have schedule quarterly reviews with your broker. So you're both aware of what's changing in the insurance market, but also then the broker's understanding how your business is tracking on a quarterly basis.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for all that. Well, that about wraps it up. Thanks so much for being a part of the Baytalk TGIF BS podcast. For those of you interested in obtaining further information on this crucial part of any serious business, please drop us a message on either chat@baytalk.com.au or on any of our social media messaging platforms, and we will promptly put you in touch with Matt. He can help put your mind at ease. Please follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and of course, Instagram, and keep an eye out every second Monday for the topic of the week. It'll definitely be worth your while. Thanks again, Matt. Appreciate your time that you've spent with us, and take care.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, and take care. Hopefully, we're all out of COVID soon.
Absolutely. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, mate.